Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, there you go, Sid.
All right. Okay, is the mic ready?
The mic is ready.
Okay. I'm calling to order the Parks and Recreation Committee meeting on Monday, October 4th at, it's a little bit late, 6:45 p.m. Now would be General Manager, would you do the roll call for us and we'll see who's here?
Director Carlson is absent this evening, but Director Bazette?
Present.
And alternate Director Ellie Wooten?
Present.
Okay.
Okay, now we need an approval of the agenda for this night's meeting. Have you had a chance to look at that, Director Wooten?
Truthfully, I've just looked at the front.
Okay.
But I will go through the rest.
It's a pretty short agenda.
Yes, I've seen that. Ooh, the splash and spray, I know a lot about that.
Okay, motion is in order to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, I will second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, now we need the approval of the conformed agenda from both July 12th and August 30th. And the community park meeting was at one of the parks. I was present.
Was it Eastwood?
Yes, it was. And the 12th one was by Zoom, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And okay, I move that we approve the conformed agendas for July 12th and August 30th.
I will second that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, now it's time for the open forum. Do we have any in front of the public here? I think not. Okay, very
I'll
nice.
I'll introduce Ron Harris, though.
Are you a public member? Are you kind of with that? No?
No, I'm just here. I'm planning to make a presentation.
Oh, you're part of the presentation.
No. Next month.
Next month. Okay, very good. Well, members of the public may speak on any item not on the agenda that falls within the responsibilities of the committee. Okay, so that you will have that opportunity. Okay, department matters. The agreement with Calendar Associates Landscape Architects for the Eastwood Park Improvement Design Services. Mr. Grassley.
So last month at our Parks and Rec meeting, even before that, we had a few residents from the Eastwood Park area approach the district and basically wanted to make some improvements to the park. So we held a community meeting that was last month out there with the residents. We had a good turnout. There was probably at least 30 or so.
Mm-hmm.
With a whole lot of ideas, which you can see that they are in the agenda packet here. Anything from redoing the entryway sign to trimming up all the trees. Some of the project ideas that they had are stuff that staff in the district can take care of just through our general maintenance. So tonight we brought in Calendar and Associates to present basically a plan on how we can move forward with some of the bigger project items that they're looking for in Eastwood Park.
Just for Eastwood. Okay, excellent. Okay.
And I think it's important to try to find that balance between keeping the character of the park. I think that's what you probably heard said, that people like the open, but they wanted some improvements as well.
Yes.
Yeah, some kind of subtle stuff that fits in with the scenery already and not to drastically change it.
And then there was one person in a wheelchair, and so I talked to him at length about ADA issues, and he was rather limited in that park. So that's one of those subtle but when necessary things we should be considering. So do we have
some of the questions that were posed, and I think that we're going to work through this process as a district with Calendar and Associates. Hopefully, they love the openness of the park. Some of their questions that they were kind of concerned about or the district's concerned about, is the yearly upkeep. So we're not looking to put in anything that puts a strain on the budget to maintain on a yearly basis. They like how the scenic of the park itself, and they like how it's open-ended all the way around. So you can enter the park from any location. So incorporating some of those ideas into what we want to do was big for them.
Ben's here and can talk about how he sees this going forward too.
Okay. So do you have something you'd like to share then?
Well, I could talk briefly, and if you want to talk in more detail, we can. I mean, basically the way it's set up for now is we would help take what you've already gathered, which is great information, and start drawing a plan of what this could look like with options to then share.
Have you visited the park?
Yeah, I live right by there.
Oh, okay,
I live off of Sudbury, so that's one of my favorite parks.
Okay, you know then. Yeah, okay, yeah, very good.
My dog doesn't do so well in the dog park when I'm throwing the tennis ball, so Eastwood's one of my favorite to go throw a tennis ball at with my dog. So.
No competition.
Yeah, yeah.
My daughter and I have our lunch there once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that park. So we would draw up a plan with options because they wanted to see what the options were on how to spend the money there and what it could look like. And so we would draw it up, figure out the cost, and then take it to a meeting with them and walk them through that and see what they want, and then come back and talk to you folks about it and see if you want what you want to do to proceed from there. So our scope is pretty limited, just to get through your options, where do you want, and lay it out so you guys can make decisions at that point.
Yeah, the one consistent thing I heard is I don't want it on my side of the park.
Yeah.
So it seemed to be more the center of the park would be the ideally or pathways that might lead to the center or something like that.
Yeah.
Is there anything that really stood out for you when you visited the park?
Well, it's the same thing you said. It's interesting. There's a path, but the drinking fountain's not on the path.
Yes,
so I think there's some little things we can do. Add a little bit of concrete to have AD accessibility to the drinking fountain. Add concrete for the table, then it becomes AD accessible. Maybe do a similar thing on the other side because they wanted something on the other side. That way both sides reflect and everybody has the same thing on both sides.
They do have potlucks there.
Yeah.
I mean, they do get together as a neighborhood.
Yeah.
It sure would be nice if there were, in my mind, I don't know exactly what it would look like, but some way that they could get together, what that looks like, yeah.
Instead of your side and my side,
there you go.
Together in the middle.
A common area, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the Hatfields and McCoys, okay.
I think it's great. And the trees, the trees are amazing there, so I think we just have to be, from a landscape point of view, I think we just need to make sure we're careful on protecting the trees. But other than that, I think there's a lot of opportunities.
You know, would the cost of water, would it be something we might reduce the lawn area? I mean, is that something that is a factor?
With the way that the Eastwood, you know, I think they're about $46,000 is the yearly assessment, which covers the cost of the park currently and then some. So I don't think trying to cut costs is a factor.
It's not a factor, no one way or the other.
No.
Okay.
I do know the fund balance, just to give you a little background on the kind of funding Eastwood has. Their fund balance is currently right around $170,000, but this year we are not assessing the Eastwood Park residents.
You're just going to pass this year.
This year.
Right.
So in reality, it looks more like $120,000 to $125,000 would be the fund balance for Eastwood Park.
Yeah, it's
so
a beautiful park.
They have money to do some investing there. And they do, like you said, they do have events there three or four times a year. I'm contacted by the same gal, and they do a movie night. They do like a community garage sale. So it is an active park.
So I guess that would be the vision, whatever that would look like, if you could enhance that would be the ideal.
Yeah, I think that's the things we need to talk to them about.
Yeah, okay.
And the challenge will be, like you already brought up, helping them see that it's not just their park.
because we had discussions, could it be gated off and signs posted guards?
It's your park, but not only your park. So that's a little fine balance there.
Tread lightly.
I'm used to that. Yeah.
Did you have any questions, Ellie?
No.
Yeah. I'm really quite excited by this. I just think we had some discussions at the end, and there's a lot of subtle things that could be quite attractive. Yeah. I mean, natural things like boulders, or even, you know, instead of a playground equipment, it could be boulders that kids could jump on or climb on or something. Yeah.
Boulders?
Well, instead, they didn't want playground equipment, but could you have a place, something that they could play with? Yeah, kind of more natural looking. Yeah, yeah.
You can do that. You got to put some fall surfacing around it, but you can have them jump on boulders. Yeah.
Because there are, you know, the demographic, I think, of Eastwood Park in the past has been kind of an elderly community, but there are a lot of families with kids moving into that area.
Yeah. Or grandkids.
What about that streamlining or whatever?
Zipline?
Zipline.
I don't know how well that one would go, but yeah.
It's got a nice slope to it.
Well, there was little guys about that big at one of the parks.
Yeah.
When we were there,
yeah.
And they had a blast. They were just enjoying the heck out of it.
Yeah. So our what we would like for you to do is, if you support this, we will take this to the board of directors, because Calendar, even though it's a small contract, Calendar and Associates is already on contract, the board approved contract for the splash and split breakdown. So we would need to take this to the board.
So you're kind of, because we've got you on the big one there at the lake, right. We can pull you in on this one as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we need a motion to that effect, or just a recommendation?
Just if you both agree to move it forward to the board for consideration.
Okay. And I was a part of that meeting, and so I really support this idea. I just think it's a nice thing to have some funds available to do things. And it's a beautiful park, but it could even be better, I feel. So yeah, I think that's a great idea, and appreciate what you're doing there in the lake. Yeah.
Fun to work with those folks.
Yeah, yeah. Any questions or more other discussions on this?
Not for me. I'm interested in the splash and spray.
So we will. So you'll propose some kind of a rough draft or something. What were the next? I remember we talked about something having it here where they could look at visually what it might
for
look
Eastwood?
Like.
Eastwood. Uh huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we'll put together a plan similar to like this, with color and options on it, with images to go along with it, so that we can then. Point and maybe even talk to them about options. We can even push around options or mark on it with ink. Get them involved in it, maybe.
Okay. You know. No, I think that's great. And we kind of put that out there when we had the meeting there, that it would probably come back here, and then we'd have more formal ideas.
We can do options.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's excellent. Thank you so much for that. Okay. Staff, oral or written updates. First.
We're on item.
I'm sorry. Did I skip something here?
Skipped item.
What am I doing? I think we're two is yeah. Staff oral and written updates.
Presentation.
Wait, did I miss something here?
Are you on the board?
Where am I?
See right here.
I've skipped to the wrong month again. Pardon me. Sorry, wrong month here. Yeah, presentations.
That's it.
That's our plate. Our spray and play. Thank you. To be continued. Then okay, Mr. Grassley, go ahead. And Woodside.
Yes.
I can kick it off because I don't know. Or Ellie, how far along you come with this process, but anyways, the district hired Calendar and Associates to come in and put together what we have here today. It is a bit, basically it's a conversion to, I don't know about remove the old lagoon, but retrofit the old lagoon into something that's more modern. So what we have here is an outdoor water splash pad. You can see I'll let Ben go into all the little details, but this has been
I'm
about
looking where it says 75% of the plans and steps.
Yeah, so the plans at this point are 75% done. Don't correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the point where we look to take it up to the board level, and then we finalize it off to go to 100% so that we can take the plans up to the county.
So give you a little bit of background. We'll go back a little bit. Ben and ICRA are from Calendar Associates. They've been working on this year and a half.
Has it been that long? Seems,
about a year. Year and a half. So pretty much you've seen Ben and ICRA on Zoom. So they have been at meetings intermittently. The board approved a contract for Ben and ICRA to put together plans and specifications, an environmental document, and if the board, chooses to go ahead, give documents, help with overseas construction and things like that. So they're at a point now where they're at 75% plans. We would like to share what those images are and what those plans are to get feedback from you. And then you can decide whether it's a good time to take this to the board of directors and move it forward and brief the board at least as where the project status is. So, is that a good introduction?
Yeah. Thank you. Can you see these boards okay from there? Or do I need to get them closer to you?
No, I think that's good. So,
what we did is we.
So the large blue area is where the current water is. Is that correct?
It's actually bigger. This we've zoomed in on this on the lagoon area and the lagoon area. This is the concrete.
Can you guys try to sit over here?
So you can see.
Actually,
I can switch. How about that?
No, you're good.
We're just moving.
Right,
we're good.
I can do right-handed.
Come on, hold it.
I'll be ready.
You want to sit right here?
So the concrete path that you see around here, this is an actual aerial photo right off of Google.
Right.
That's the path, that's the existing lagoon path that goes way around, all the way around. So the lake is actually all the way to here, and this is where the sand is along this edge. Okay. So this is a zoom-in of the master plan that we brought to you over those Zoom calls before we started getting into the construction documents. So I thought it'd be good to start with the color picture so you could see it zoomed in. So then we move to the more technical drawings, you'll start seeing what this means. So as Mike brought up, the basic project is to reduce the size of the lagoon to make room for the splash pad. Right now, the barrier or the levee that's along the lake permeates, water gets through, right? So we don't want to fill water dirt all the way up to there because then we'd have to fix that levee completely. And we don't need that much room. This is a big splash pad area you'll see when I show a blow up of it. So the idea is to do an inner berm that's in here. So the water will go in to this area still like it is. We'll just keep the aerators going and you'll still have that nice water feature on this side. And then we fill in this side all with fill dirt to make a space for the concrete splash pad, some seating areas, take advantage of the shade of the trees around it so you have some seating, and can also be used when the water's turned off as a little amphitheater area, especially near where the picnic gazebo is, near the restrooms. Nice, good access to
that. It's a drop down from the gazebo, isn't it?
It's not gonna be a huge drop down because we needed to make sure that if this ever starts filling up, when you deal with engineering, you have to pretend all the drainage stops working, all the drain pipes and the catch basins and all that. We didn't want to create another pond over here. So we had to raise this up to whatever the level of the lake is. So it's going to go down a little bit, but not that much, because we needed all of them to be the same. So when you stand here and you look down at the lake, you know it's like a 5-foot drop.
Right.
That's about how deep it'll be between here and here. It won't go all the way down in it.
And how deep is the water of that larger lagoon?
This lagoon here, you know, I don't have that on the top of my head, but I think it's like 20-something feet.
The lagoon itself?
Yeah. This part, the swim lagoon.
12 feet.
Is it 12 feet? Oh, sorry.
But is it going to stay at 12 feet? Or are you filling it in?
This will stay at 12 feet. Okay. It just so happens that the deep end is on the side that we're keeping. Uh-huh. So it works out good that we closed off the more shallow end and the deeper end will stay. Right, Mike?
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Will it remain a first swimming lagoon at all?
Nope, it'll just be a backdrop.
It'll be just like part of the lake.
Duck pond like it is now.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, the two aerating fountains in there, possibly lights on the fountains or something would just kind of be, you know,
so
scenic.
So the water is a backdrop.
Can go in and play with the turtle.
So this is the picture of it from kind of over on Mike's office side.
Yeah.
So you can see this is the deepest part and the lake is off there. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you can imagine, see this little rim right here?
Right.
Where there's the deep part and then there's this little rim where there's some moss and stuff growing. The new levee will almost mirror right along that edge. So this whole deep end will stay the same, and this is where the new splash pad is going to go on this side.
So having the water on both sides, does that equalize pressure on the levee? Is there some engineering reason for that?
Correct.
Okay.
And so then what's nice is also, as this area where we're putting in all these new features, as it rains here and water flows across this, it'll go into here, and then this will just go into there like it already is doing.
Okay.
So we are spending money on fill, but we don't have to spend a lot of money on drainage structures. We don't have a lot of piping with catch bases.
You're what's there really well.
Correct. We're just using that to go across. The other thing we're going to do is see how there's rock along the inside to help stabilize it.
Yeah.
We'll do that same thing, rock all the way around. So when it's all done, it'll be nice. There'll be this nice rock lined all the way around it, nice water feature that'll still have the jets on. It'll still be a nice feature.
Is it restricted by a fence or anything like that?
Yeah, there is a fence. There's a fence now along this edge, and we're proposing to add fencing on this edge to keep the kids from going into that pond area.
Yeah.
So it'll be still completely fenced in.
Okay.
At that point. Okay. So this side will be we have a geotechnical engineer that's helping us out, and he's going to help us specify soils that are more impermeable, which really is just clay. It'll be heavy clay soils that we're going to rebuild this levee. So that'll keep the water from moving into this new fill. Then we're going to bring up this area for the splash pad. This shows more turf than what's I'm going to show you on the plan. And working with the district, we're limiting the turf for water and maintenance, and And also because the folks really will like the sand.
Yeah,
so we're just doing sand on both sides and just a small chunk of turf over here to sit on. Okay?
Can I ask you a question, Ben?
Yeah.
So where the splash pad is and the new pond, where you're putting in the new levee, is that going to be a concrete walkway on it or just fenced off?
We have it fenced right off there. Or just a flat spot, no concrete wall.
It'll be gravel.
It'll be gravel.
Okay.
Yeah, it will be gravel and it will be flat enough to get on it.
Yeah, but it won't be a walking path for the community.
I don't think so, but I don't know why we couldn't. I don't know why, Mike, I didn't think about that, but we could switch the fence to the other side so they could walk across it on gravel. It's just a flat spot.
And also, would you want to landscape it?
Well, landscaping... Sorry, say that. We had, you're jumping ahead on me, but that's okay. We had landscape in many of these areas, but we started pulling it out because of budget concerns. So we went back to just showing the turf, the sand, and then bark areas underneath it. So we took out, we have a little bit of landscape behind the splash pad, but not along the whole thing.
We do have existing planter beds along the outside of the lagoon area towards the gazebo and the parking lot that we could easily, as a district or a volunteer day, just spruce them up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna put the walking path along the top.
Okay. Yeah, would you want that for maintenance? Was that for the walking path? I mean, just
It's flat, so it's we could use it. It's not a big deal.
It's like a connection between each end of the walking track, which goes around the
park. Yeah. It would connect right back up on both sides.
People like to walk the lake, and that'd be something different.
Yeah.
Sometimes people would like to walk it three times.
And as we're on that subject, so then because right now there's no real ADA access down in there, we're proposing, and you see in the color, this is would be a new path down to the pad, and then some stairs on this side just for maintenance access. And then we're putting along the parking lot because we need ADA access from the parking lot to here, because there's not really, there's a path there, but it doesn't meet ADA guidelines.
Right.
So we're showing to put concrete in there to connect. So now you'll be able to park your car and have full ADA access all the way down to this, including a picnic table.
So is there sufficient shade there, Mike, for people with little kids and all that?
On this side, yeah, it's really nice and shady. Yeah. Sorry, I'm speaking for Mike.
Oh, no. Yeah. Go for it. Yeah, there's definitely shade. You can see where the maintenance office is. It's full sun right there. But there's a lot of people that love to just lay out on the sand. And
I was just thinking the combination. So are those trees that are existing on top of the sand?
Yeah, these are all existing trees.
Oh, okay, so you've got both sand and shade. Okay. And then my other question is, what turns the water features on? Like, I'm looking at these pictures. Are they movement activated or something like that?
Let's zoom in a little bit. So this is the concept design that was brought up to you folks, where remember we had everybody vote and everybody liked the little animals and the little water theme. So this would be your, what it would look like in a three-dimensional view with the jets and the little animals. And the way that works, I'm gonna switch to a technical drawing now. So what we call our site construction plan. So this is what lays out the whole thing. Just to orient you real quick, this is now that oval of what we left. There's this hatch for rock. There's the half circle with the splash pad area, right? There's our pathway coming down to it with the tables and the stairs up. And then the little pluses are sand, and this is the turf area, just like we talked about. All these little circles are all existing trees. So to your question, this is Mike's office right here, and this is the current courtyard, and there's a little fence that encloses it right there. Right where this is located, right across the path, is where the equipment skid would go. It's literally a skid. When you get it from the manufacturer that provides this, they put all the equipment on a neat skid that we're going to drop down into an enclosed, covered area that will be protected and safe. And then right next to it is a tank. And so what happens is there's lines that are running between these and here, back and forth. And so there's little activation pillars. Oh, they didn't put it in the rendering. There is little activation pillars on here where they go up and touch it, and it starts turns the water on, and it's computer controlled, and it changes the sequence all the time to make it more fun for the kids.
Exactly, so unpredictable.
So every time they hit it, it does some new sequence of the different water play. Does that make sense? And that can be adjusted or modified to whatever you want. So they hit it, it does it. They hit it again, it does it. And there's also, this one's cool because we're also doing lights. So there's going to be lights involved too.
Are the animals or what? Are the sculptures or what? Where will the lights go from?
In the ground.
Shooting up with the water.
Into the water.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then how deep is the water?
This is zero depth. It's all drains off.
immediately.
Correct.
Does it recycle or does it go in the
lake? Yeah, so what happens is, so thank you. So you're with me so far. So then what happens is the water gets turned on this, and then it drains to a drain. And this is one of the other reasons why we had to lift it up and not have it really deep in a hole, because I need to be able to get it to the sewer system and to the recycling tank that's here. So the water goes to the tank. It then goes to the filters and the chlorinator to clean it up and put chlorine. It's like pool water, is what it would be in. Filters it, chlorinates it, sanitizes the water. Then it shoots back out, goes through this again and down through the drain.
So you could have all of those going or only one of those going, and it'll handle both situations.
Correct. It's hardly ever where they're all on.
Right.
There's a flow control on it.
Sure.
But it'll look like most all of them are on all the time. And so what we did is we hooked in, there's water in the courtyard. That's why this is all here, is because we're tapping into the water in the courtyard, the electrical in the building that used to run the big pumps for this. All that is nice and close. Plus, it's easy to maintain because it's got all that nice big parking lot there to get to it. The hardest part on the project was the sewer. And we finally, we had to find the sewer.
That's right. We didn't know where it was.
Correct. We didn't know where it was. So we found the sewer, and that all worked out good. So we now have sewer. The reason why you have sewer is for any overflow. Because, like, let's say this is full, and it starts raining, and it rains, it still goes down through the same drain. It goes in the tank. You don't want the tank start overflowing.
Sure.
So you need sewer
to pump
to the any extra stuff. Or if Mike's crew is cleaning or washing it out or whatever, all that stuff has to go down to the sewer. Yeah.
So with the features I'm thinking, the animal, and those are those statues of children, or that just animated?
Those are animated kids.
Okay. So you could have more of the creature and things out there. Would those be there 12 months a year? Would they be put away during the summer? Yeah. I mean, out the winter. Yeah.
They're all made to be out there all year round.
Permanently, okay.
Yeah, permanently outside.
And those are things you could add or change or something like that.
It's just really expensive, but you could. What we're showing is what we were trying to balance into what the budget was of it.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you add adds cost. If you take it out, you can put something in its place. The ones that are hard to do is to add more where there's not been one, because then you got to trench up the concrete and add more things.
I guess the plumbing and the electrical is set. You could put things, you could change things around a little bit or not.
You
really
can take like one of these out
and
put in something like that in its place.
Okay.
That's about all you could do. You can't add more additional elements without trenching up the concrete.
Okay. How many water things will there be?
Go to a more detailed
or how many drawing. Children? You know, several children can play with
this
one.
This is our detail drawings.
Yeah.
That are
real quick,
like
so there'll be an automated timer on there, so the district can say 9 a.m. the thing comes on, shuts off at 8 p.m. Doesn't need lifeguards. Doesn't need necessarily
staffing. Because there's no water there.
There's no drowning risk.
Yeah. And then is the water? It's not heated. It's just the tank heated?
So this is how many elements you have. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow, okay. Wow. The rendering doesn't really show that.
No. So there's quite a bit of, it's a quite a large area. But what we noticed, and this is what happens at the 75% submittal, we're working with the manufacturer.
Sure.
What can you do?
Yeah.
We left the pad a little big.
Okay.
So with your permission, what we want to do is, now that we know, because the dash line is how far it needs to spray, the U zone we call it, we want to reduce the concrete down a little bit and save a little bit of money there.
And then tell me, is this concrete with a rough texture, or what is
smooth,
that?
It's a semi-smooth texture on it.
And that's safe for young children to run on?
Yeah.
And being wet and all that?
Yeah. You want it to have enough traction where they don't slip on it.
Right.
So, but
without
not so much that
up,
messes them up.
Yeah.
So we do like a real light, either a sandblast or a light broom finish on it.
And then do you choose a color for the concrete?
Yeah, and so that's what this is showing is, we thought it'd be fun to have a mix of standard concrete and then maybe a ribbon of blue concrete that goes through.
I love that idea.
To get something fun.
That is very clever.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what that is reflecting there.
Okay, I don't know, did it show it in there? Not really, okay.
Yeah, that's not showing in the renderings.
No, okay.
We added that into the construction drawing. I think that's actually working with Mike and with Jill on adding some more fun to it.
I'm thinking, doesn't the Sacramento Airport have something like that?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. You follow the river through all the...
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. So that's what that's showing. And then there'd be a little wall, a little seat wall. It's hard to see, but we also added a little seat wall because we thought it'd be kind of fun if you're playing to have a little place to sit and watch and not be on the tables. You know, if you're wet, you could sit on that wall.
And then it would be AD acceptable. Someone in a wheelchair could go down there, like a child in a wheelchair.
Fully accessible, yeah.
Well,
for all abilities.
Something that we currently don't have.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's
I think that's great.
You'll have full ADA access, even better to the restroom now, because right now it's all just those DG paths, right? So you have full ADA access to here, and to the tables, all the other stuff that's with it. So the whole thing becomes a lot more accessible, even including your picnic shelter.
So the green is just a rendering. It's not really reflecting what's there?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah. That's the water odyssey.
It's too bad you don't show the lake in the background. I mean, that really will capture the beauty of the place.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be really pretty. I think
it will be.
I know it will be. It's your rendering doesn't capture how beautiful it'll be, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that with the lights, you know, it's a really cool feature. And so we may want to, you know, have the park open one evening a month or a couple of evenings a month so that they can go.
So who would control that? Do you have another control rather than each, like if you wanted to do the light show thing?
Yeah, it's all in the computer. It's really fun.
So you,
and it's
you have
all
that
Wi-Fi
option.
Access too, so you can change it.
It's like a irrigation system. You just log in from anywhere and set times.
Well,
program.
And it'll be nice. It'll be close to his office, so he must. Well, your old office. I keep saying that's your office. That's not your office anymore.
No, it is. I got two.
Oh, you got two. Yeah. The second office.
Yep.
Do we have lights out there, like overhead lights?
Yeah, there are parking lot lights.
Already?
Something that we want to look into to upgrade because they're those old, yellow, nasty.
Oh, perfect.
But there are lights. Yeah.
On the parking lot or where?
No, in the parking lot of the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sodium lights.
They would illuminate that area.
Well, the pathways to it.
I'm trying to think where the lights lay. Yeah, because there's the ADA walkway would take you. It's all lit all the way down through there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
We'd have to see.
But it would
sure,
be nice.
But,
We've been talking about forever to upgrade those lights to LEDs in there.
Yeah. And it would be nice to like, certainly evenings at the park or if you had a concert or something there.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. Summer spectacular, you could fire off red, white, and blue lights. Or
yeah.
Are the lights interchangeable as far as colors?
That's a good question. I can find that out. LED, you'd think they would be.
Well, you know, they do that with pool lights these days.
Just like setting you all the colors. I'm just curious.
They even have that on low-level landscape lights now. You can actually computer control your low-voltage landscape lightings, like, what's the name of that one company? We use them all the time. But anyways, you can change them, so if it's Halloween, you can do oranges and things, and then Christmas, you can do reds and greens.
Gee, that would be really
I was thinking of like Summer Spectacular, you can do red, white, and blue.
Yeah. But like you were saying, the Halloween thing or something.
Nice.
It'd be fun, yeah.
So we can look into that for sure.
Really cool.
So that was the main, unless you have any more questions on the technical stuff, I didn't know how much you wanted me to talk about cost, but the cost, did you want me to get into that?
Go ahead and talk about cost.
So
I was just looking.
We put together a cost estimate, right? And I think it's been in your packet.
Yeah.
There's two estimates. The first estimate, we're basically at $1 million. And we put the district construction budget, which I don't think has been finalized, right, Jill? That's
correct.
Just the target trying to hit. Was right around the same. So we're pretty close to what the construction budget is. The two things, I mean, there's a lot of detail here, but the two things to look at is item J, if you have that. I can show you here. Item J on this is the contingencies. We always put design contingencies and change order contingencies because we don't know if things are going to be changed in so we want to make sure we stay as real as possible because we haven't figured everything out yet because we're at 75%.
So you pad that by 10%
correct.
Just in case.
That's okay. Correct.
All right.
So that starts going.
I'm looking at, wait a minute.
And then the change order, we leave that in there because during construction, sometimes you run across things that we didn't know was buried or something like that. And so you want to leave a little bit of change order contingency, which we're proposing 10% so that you could pay the contractor or something comes up.
So you said there were two options?
Those are the two contingency things
okay,
on it.
Yeah, okay.
And then that's the bottom line, is that $1 million?
Yes.
Okay. So what we then did is we went through and said, hey, can we save some money? And the three things that we're thinking to save the money is to reduce the concrete on this pad a little bit, and then change the seat wall and remove a chunk of seat wall so that we just have a smaller piece of seat wall. But that only saves on the whole bill about $35,000. Because one of the things that's happening, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, on these things, is even since we did turn this into you, the manufacturers don't give you any guarantees on prices anymore.
Right.
And so they literally already increased it another, they said $20,000 on the equipment on that. We just got that this week. That's industry-wide, play equipment, shelters, anything manufactured. You know, you've been hearing what's going on in all the shipping containers that are stuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's been going up in price, so it's hard to tie that down. So I hate to say we're going to save even the $35,000 now that, you know, things have been going up. But we're going to keep working with staff to try to keep that tied down as tight as possible.
So tell me about the concrete there.
Yeah.
Is it have a kind of a layer of something on top, a veneer on it, or is it a consistent material?
It's a consistent material. Yeah. It's just regular concrete, or the colored stuff is regular concrete that just has color in it.
Because it looks shiny, whether...
That's just because of the water on top of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how thick is the concrete?
I think we have, it's in the plans.
Probably just a 4-inch pad, huh?
I think it's 4.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty substantial.
Yeah, it's 4-inch over, because Mike needs to be able to drive his stuff down there too.
And then, is there a workmanship warranty on the
material? So in the vehicular is 6-inch and the pedestrian is 4-inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need vehicles just to get all that down there, aren't you?
Correct. And that's why we left it wide. This is actually pretty wide, so you can get down in there.
What maintenance do you see there, Mike?
So when I was in El Dorado Hills, we maintained 2 splash pads, and it's actually very minimal. I mean, go through with a leaf blower every morning and just kind of blow the surface and clean it up.
So you're not pressure washing or anything like that?
Yeah, maybe once a month or so. Uh-huh. I don't know about all the time, because, I mean, there's chlorinated water on that thing all the time.
Yeah.
So... stays pretty clean. I mean, it may be a little bit more than normal because of the geese population that's out there.
Oh, yeah.
But I wouldn't anticipate. Definitely not as much as the lagoon, not even close.
I just hate to bring that up because I've lived on the lake. Is that something that could be part of that? Is something to deter the geese? Some noise, movement, anything?
Well, if you have activity going on it, that'll...
We're pretty automated in every other way. I wish... We're just
I wish I had a magic solution to the goose.
A dog.
But Mike is right. The best thing we can do is when the kids are playing and it's being used, you won't have geese in there.
You won't.
Yeah. So. I'm just thinking that keeping it clean, because I can remember the showers there by the bathrooms and showering there when I used to swim in the lagoon, and it was pretty awful.
Yeah.
I mean, the geese really get in there quickly.
Even in El Dorado Hills, they've tried to deter them with little coyote things. I don't know if any of that stuff works, Mike.
It doesn't.
I haven't ran across any great solution.
So it really means in the heavy summer, you're almost going to have to pressure wash it every morning, aren't you?
I would not anticipate that every morning. Maybe just a spot pressure wash. Definitely a blow it off. That's something we do every morning anyway. More to it. Yeah.
Okay. I was just thinking of washing it clean, keeping it clean.
Well, a lot of that is going to the constant water flow of that.
It's going to take care of a lot.
It's going
to
take
You're recycling that water. That's going to now include geese poop.
Well, it's going to be filtered and
chlorinated. It's going to catch the filters. The filters will catch the feces, and then we'll backwash it out.
It has a UV light on it too. I mean, the health codes on these things are such. Not to get too gross, but if you have a diaper accident on this thing, it's got to clean it up before it gets back.
That's a possibility. Yeah, you're going to have little ones there.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate to say it, but the goose poop and the little diaper.
You haven't asked the question. What you're getting at is, why does this thing cost $1 million? One of the big reasons is because of what you're talking about. What we used to do back in the old days is we would just put spray and let it go down the sewer, but health code and water use requirements and drought, you can't. You have to capture and reuse it, and it has to be completely sanitized to be able to reuse it. And you now have to have hot showers. So the nice thing is you guys have hot showers. Most of my clients, I'm like, God, we're putting in hot showers too, just to get the splash pad in there. Just to get 6 or 7 sprinklers, you got to have all this health code
bathrooms
stuff
and bathrooms and showers, everything. All that's really important.
So when I used to meet with, like, not even 10 years ago, we could put in one of these things for $50,000.
Gee.
$50,000, because it was just a pad and sprinklers and we drain it down.
Yeah.
Now it's minimum $500,000, and that doesn't include everything else. So I say that in rough numbers, Your splash pad and stuff is about half the cost of this project. The other half is all the other stuff, the filling in the hole, the moving the sand, the additional concrete, this aerial hooking up the utilities, yeah.
So there's a fair amount of engineering then to get that ready, isn't there?
Correct.
Yeah, you don't want it falling apart in 5 years, that's for sure.
That's true, too.
No.
Because then you're going to call me.
and Water Odyssey is going to be the manufacturer?
Yeah, that's who we're proposing.
Who's really, you know,
they're really good.
They put splash pads everywhere, yeah. They're really good.
They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their equipment's real easy to maintain. And really good. Like I said, because it's on the skid, we just drop it there. You do have to have a cover on it. That's the other interesting thing. You have to have it on a pad, and you have to have it covered and fenced in, too, because you have chemicals and stuff in there.
All that stuff comes out of China?
You know, that's a great question. I think it
probably
does, doesn't
probably. It's probably sitting on a ship there somewhere. Yeah. Okay.
So you all have this little chart.
Oh yeah, next steps, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and I don't mean to rush this along. I just
nope, you're
wanted
fine.
To say and acknowledge where we are in the process. So we actually are one bubble beyond. So you can see you are here, but we actually are at this project description, plan specifications,
and
cost. Because we've approved the plan, okay.
Yeah, so we're at a point where we can bring this to the board of directors in a public meeting, and they can tentatively approve the plans. I wouldn't say that it's a final approval by any means. We're a long way from, you know, bidding the document, which is down here. So, but if they tentatively approve that, yes, this is the concept and these are the plans, we understand that. What we will, as staff, do then is that we will put some of the pieces in place to fund the project.
And have we done CEQA already on it?
That's the next thing. That's easy, though. We just have to write a letter, an amendment to what you guys already have on this. So
we're trading like for like.
Yeah.
So it should be a fairly easy, you know, process.
And then what of the Board of Supervisors' approval? What would that look like?
They approve the, what I do is I work with county planning staff, and the type of CEQA document depends upon whether or not we need Board of Supervisors' approval. So we may not need Board of Supervisors.
Oh, we're not significant enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean we're not significant?
But do we need
it's a CAT X and it's easy and it's just
well, you're kind of replacing like for like.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right, and actually what I learned is that the CEQA documents that we've done for Kristen McAuliffe Park and we did for Rasmussen Park, and we've got one now pending for David West for park improvements at those locations, the county planning staff said that we do not need to take those to the Board of Supervisors. Okay.
So you've tested this that we came up with a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
You've tested a few times. It's been holding up for that on their end. That's good. That's good. Okay, good.
So you know, that's where we're at. There's a couple of actions tonight that we're going to talk about. One is whether or not you're ready to move this to the Board of Directors. The project description and the tentative costs, we're looking for preliminary approval from the board.
And would these gentlemen be there?
I think so.
Okay, I'm close.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there is a funding, if you go to the next report. So staff is working on putting together funding.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Staff is working at putting together funding. For this project, and I would say that we're moving towards securing all the funding, but we are certainly by no means finished, you know, securing funding. So this chart right here, it says estimated available funding.
Mm-hmm.
So the cost of the project for option one and option two, Ben and Ikra did an awesome job keeping it right at $1 million, because I basically said we've got about $1 million. Our current balance of impact fees is cited there. We have Proposition 68 funding, the per capita funding is there, and then we have some Quimby monies. So even with all of those available resources, we're still at about $50,000 to $100,000 short, okay? Now, impact fees come in whenever there's new development. And as you know, Silver Springs is, they're pulling building permits every single day. And so that balance may increase. Same with Quimby. So the competitive grant, if you remember, the board authorized us seek a $1.7 million grant. We are not in the running for that grant.
Okay.
The state has not given us an official no. But what's happening is those, I talked to the Southgate Park and Recreation Board down there, and the state is visiting the sites that they're interested in funding, and we are not in their list of things, places to visit. So Cameron Park is, it's difficult to get competitive grant monies here because we're not that economically challenged.
Right.
I said Warren, it's Ward.
Ward, yeah.
Yeah, Ward. So,
it's interesting to hear that they are doing visits because I kept wondering, we haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything either.
It was supposed to be by the end of September.
The state picks projects.
So I called, I chatted with Ward about something else, and then I asked him about it, and he says, oh yeah, they love us. They're coming down and visiting, and I thought, we're out of the running.
So what is the time frame on this?
So what we would like to do... So this evening, what we'd like you to do is think about moving the 75% plans to the Board of Directors either this month or in November, so fairly soon, so that we can kind of get buy-in to where we're at today. And they can ask questions. You know, projects of this size take a while for everybody to absorb. You know, it's kind of like the solar project. It
took
a long time. So it's nice to take things at this point so that the board has input into it and can get provide us a preliminary approval. And then I think we're kind of holding until staff works on securing funding for all of this. The other action that we would like for you to do is to change our Proposition 68 applications to include the Splash and Sprig Playground.
To what? To include?
Yes. So, and I know, Sydney, that we've talked about all the sports fields renovations. We did meet with Little League about making improvements at David West and at Rasmussen, and they declined the offer.
Yep, I remember that conversation, yeah.
And so, since they've declined the offer, our recommendation is that we take that money that was going to be for sports fields and put it into the Splash and Sprig Playground.
And that's the Prop 68.
Let's change Prop 68.
So, Ellie, we were going to improve Rasmussen Park sports fields and David West sports fields, but instead of doing that, we would like to dedicate it to
the Splash.
I guess the numbers are staggering to me, and it's the 75% of not knowing what the rest is. But that's on the board, not on this committee.
It's on the board, and I think it's a path. You're really, and Ben can speak to this too. You're not committed to the project, even when you. If let's say we put out bid documents down here in the second row here, and you put out bid documents, and the bids came back, and they were like $500,000 more than what you had. You don't have to proceed.
Yeah, and one of the things we can do, one of the mechanisms we use for that is we put ad alternates into the bid package.
Okay.
So we can do that so that you can, we can pull some stuff out and put it as ad alternates and then see how the bids come in, and you can always make a decision based on that. But she's right. You don't have to make any decision until somebody signs the contractor's contract.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And like you said, the costs keep going up, and so, yeah.
Yeah, and that's our job. That's why you hire us, is to keep going on the cost. And what's nice about a 75%, and when you're working with us, is we've uncovered every stone we possibly think we can. We've been driving Mike and everybody nuts opening up all the boxes out there and trying to hunt down the electrical. So we feel really good at where we are. Knock on wood, I don't think we're going to find any unknown things other than the cost escalation. That's our big kind of unknown. But even then, the whole market is starting to stabilize on concrete and wood, and all those prices are starting to stabilize. So
I do appreciate the engineering on this, though. It's pretty impressive. You know, just the water, electricity, sewer, all that. Yeah,
it's a three-dimensional problem.
It's what people see that, but they don't realize what's underneath.
You don't see everything as hidden. It's like your house. It's the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think that there might be opportunities for private donations. You know, if the board approves these plans, what we could do is we could ask Ben to maybe carve out the cost of that seat wall. Or of the turf area, and then we go hat in hand, Rotary, Cameron Park Community Foundation, El Dorado Community Foundation, and others to say, hey, you know,
Chamber of Commerce,
you know, and see.
Sell with nine.
I could see this thing being Red Hawk splash pad.
Really? Yeah, there we go.
We could go up and talk to the tribe. Absolutely.
Bay Area entrance fees. Anybody moving here from the Bay Area?
Wouldn't that be cool? What a haul.
But I don't want to aim too small either. I think this is really impressive. You know, I mean, I'm really, really excited about this. So don't want to minimize anything either.
Well, you want a completed project. And that's what we told Ben and Ikrit early on, is we don't want to have this look like it's half finished.
Yeah.
And then for us never to finish it
because
of other priorities. We want this to look like a finished project.
Yeah. This is going to be our jewel in the crown.
As far as, like, real quick, just as I see it, we took, you know, the lagoon is no longer. And that was kind of a gem to the community. And
sure,
so we in my opinion, we got to replace it with something of this magnitude.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of our center of our community in a lot of ways,
You made some promises to those folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right? We did.
Sure.
Yeah, when you took it out, you said we're going to do something. Mm-hmm. So it needs to reflect that.
Yeah. It's interesting, I just visited a number of these places around California. I've got a few grandkids. And a place like that, on a hot summer's day, will have 10 times more people, kids in there, than you see in there. It'll
be
40 or 50 kids running around. Wow. It's like a nightmare. You think, what's going to happen? Nothing does.
And yet the sand provides that beach experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice space in there with the trees and everything.
Yeah.
So do they cart the sand in? Does it go in? Does it have to be washed out too?
We have a lot of sand there. I don't know how much
we're going to reuse what's there, clean it up and reuse, and then supplement with sand, and they just truck it in.
But I mean, will the kids carry that on their feet down to the splash pad, the sand, then you have to clean that out?
Minimally,
and we put a sand filter on it, which is a trap to hit that stuff first.
Okay.
Before it goes into the
system. So you've anticipated that. Okay.
Yeah, and there's a path they have to cross to knock all that off their feet before they get there, but
okay.
If it's not that, it's bark. It seems our mud on the grass or whatever.
Sure.
It seems like there's always something on kids' feet.
I would anticipate on a maintenance, just to give a big picture, one of our seasonal staff, the first hour of their day is...
They're just cleaning, keeping that clean. Okay.
Yeah. Cleaning out
our days.
Yeah.
Getting the diapers off there.
Which is a lot less than the lagoon.
Oh, yeah. And the cost of running that lagoon, too.
Financial cost of one person for even 2 hours a day versus lifeguard staff, other staff for lagoon is...
Utilities, chemicals...
Major.
So it's from a liability point of view, it's not much different than a playground?
No.
Okay, that's a good comparison. Analogy. Okay. Yeah. That's a factor too. Mm-hmm. With the water.
Oh, and
I would say
hugely less than the lagoon.
Oh.
Which you couldn't see the bottom of.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So how could you lifeguard it if you can't see the bottom? Yeah.
I mean you would but there's added costs that go with that because there's additional training that has to be done for lifeguards when you're
in that kind of situation. Yeah.
Because that's considered more open water versus a pool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that this is a fantastic option for our community. And I know that people really loved the lagoon, but I think that this provides the things that I keep hearing from the community about what they loved about the lagoon, I think are still there.
Yeah. And you've got the picnic tables and the shade and the grass and all that, yeah.
And a brand new infrastructure too, which, you know, the lagoon was old. I mean, there was going to be sure. a lot of money put in that thing.
Yeah, so we got through something, weren't we?
Yep.
It's a beast of motors all. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all, you're going to be overlooking that from your office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, be right there.
So what do you think? You're ready to move this to the board?
I think we've done. I am. I mean, you've answered all my questions or concerns, and you know, some of them are just a cautionary thing with the numbers. But I love the vision. It's really impressive. I'm really delighted.
And then what about Proposition 68? Are you
so that
68?
Yeah, that seems like such a straightforward thing. Is that something we should be voting on here today, or just recommend?
I'd like to know if you would support having the application changed from the sports fields to the splash pad.
Yes. So why don't we make a motion?
I would.
Why don't we just make a motion to that effect then?
Okay.
Don't we have to bring that before the board?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, but let's vote on it though, just so that it's specific.
That's fine with me.
So you want to make the motion, Miss Ellie?
I'd make a motion that we change Proposition 68 from the sports pad or
Sports field,
to the splash pad.
Okay, right. I second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Or did you want to take roll and you got that recorded?
No, you're good.
You're good. Okay. So we voted on that. Okay, excellent.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll leave these with you.
Okay. Yeah.
So you have a full set. You can mark up everything you want on.
Yeah. And Ben, I'll be in touch about October, November.
Okay. And board meeting, whatever, just let me know.
Okay.
And in the meantime, Mike and I are going to meet with Felicity.
Yes, thank you for doing that.
I'm doing a presentation next month.
Where is that?
Here.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
She's been with us all along.
All right.
Well, let's go and have a look at.
Yes.
Go to one of these places prior to.
And that, I was reading about that. Yeah, you know, that's going to be continually as a trail system or something. Yeah.
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go see that. I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, I've spoken to Mike about it, and we'll set up a time when you and he and me, and maybe a couple of other people, can go for a walk through there.
Okay.
I'd like to do that. Let me give you my card here. Yeah. Because I like to know visually what we're doing here.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm excited.
So come on now.
It's amazing how much goes into even just this little splash pad. Oh, I know.
So do you want to adjourn your meeting and then you can...
Oh yeah, I thought we did. We did not adjourn. Yes, just a second. So hang on. We should have. Was that the last item?
Actually, we've got a rec report and a parks and facilities. We got staff reports.
Okay. Just a second here.
That's what we've done.
No, not quite yet.
Yeah, I don't have one. Sorry. I don't know what I did with it.
We
you guys
kinda
don't
see
got. Rubber band over there, do you?
I do not.
Are you
looking for? So. It might be on my wrist.
No, it's
Victoria.
Throwing it on my wrist.
Yeah, sorry.
I got
100
of them in the office.
Okay. Oh.
I'm gonna be
here
next month. Okay.
So hang on here. Here's my card, sir.
Oh,
here
you
go. And my phone number. So yeah, okay, call me.
Thanks.
I'd love to go visit with you. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So back to our agenda here. Okay, we did the.
I like all those solar panels in our parking lot.
You know, I had not noticed them. I ride my bike here by here all the time, and I hadn't noticed them until I pulled in. And I was like, yeah, this. Did they just get built?
Yeah.
They've been for a month. So.
Cool.
Are the lights all installed now? Because I was swimming this morning and I'm seeing lights off the end. Is that all it's going to be? Okay. And they're not. I don't think they're done on this other side.
Look.
On the library side, I saw lights. I just didn't see them on the other. But maybe it was just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do we have any recreation reports from
you? Thank you.
Miss Vickers?
Thank you. We'll be in touch.
All right. Sounds great. Now my admin is going to take a look. Thank you.
You guys have my rec report in front of you. I think a lot of it is pretty straightforward. I thought I would just touch on some of our upcoming special events. So we just had Thunder in the Park that the Chamber did. In the 16th, we have our Unicorn, it's not ours. We have the Unicorn 5K Dash that we are partnering with the Active 2030 Club of, I don't think it's El Dorado.
So we're not looking at
the Active 2030
right
Club, I can get you the their name or whatever.
The rec report right here, see? I'm sorry. That's what she's doing right now for us, yeah.
So the Unicorn 5K, we're partnering with them. They are putting on the event, and we are assisting with some of the logistics of it, and then we will ultimately be a recipient of proceeds from their event. Mm-hmm. And that will go, they would like those proceeds to go to our scholarship fund. So that is why one of the things that we're doing. And then we have our Halloween Boo Bash on the 22nd of this month, which is a trunk or treat, and kind of we've combined our carnival of the past and trick or treat of last year into one event. So that'll be on the 22nd.
I don't see it here.
She's telling us about it. I didn't see it on there either. Yeah.
Okay, let me write it down.
And I didn't, because you had a little.
We'll send you an email.
Yeah, you had flyers on the gate when I went swimming this morning, but you didn't have the trunk or treat yet.
We try not to overload our advertising.
Okay, so you had two up there anyway. Yeah.
So as we move past some things, we'll take those down. We'll get the new ones up.
Sounds good.
Banners have started going up, so we've got one out at the lake for our Boo Bash. We've got flyers in our office, so we'll kind of move through. Put too much information out there at one time, then it gets lost in the shuffle.
I understand. You got a lot of events going on. You sure do.
So,
yeah.
So Ellie, the next event that you should be aware of is which one? It's that there is a 5K run next weekend. It's next Saturday.
5K.
Yes, it's around the lake. They're going to run around the lake next Saturday.
5K.
And that's on the 16th. So not this weekend, but the weekend after.
And it's, what is it called, the 5K?
The Unicorn 5K.
So how many times around the lake is that?
Three.
Okay, so we got that, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Ellie, do you want to write down our Halloween Boo Bash?
Choose to tell you no.
That's quite all right.
And the date on that?
I just want to make sure I gave you information that you wanted.
And the date on that one?
That is October 22nd.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, that was the 50, yeah, 50, the other one. Okay, and then the, yeah.
And then the other thing I just wanted to touch on, because I only put a little bit of information about our annual passes. We're in a time where most people have purchased, if they're going to purchase for this year, before we kind of get the rush again around Christmas. So as of right now, since we launched it in February, we had a total of 576 annual passes purchased.
Oh, well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and I even have a breakdown a little bit further. So of that, 198 of those were family passes. So that means that they had four or more people in their pass. 95 of those were just individual passes. So like maybe just me as an adult. And then 283 of those were senior passes specifically.
And a senior pass is $70 for 12 months. So whenever you buy it, it's good for the following 12 months. And if any senior or any family cannot afford to have an annual pass, then the district has funds to help with that. It's an aid program, financial aid program for those folks.
How do you determine that, Kimberly?
So prior to me, there was an application created. I don't know how far back it goes. the requirements are pretty much you need to be Cameron Park or Shingle Springs resident. And then based on, and basically that you receive assistance in some other way.
So they prove some kind of documents.
Yeah, so okay. They, if you, a lot of our seniors get a little credit on their PG&E to help with those costs, then that qualifies you for our max amount of assistance. If you don't have that and you just, your story is, hey, I've got 5 kids and I'm a single mom, I need some help, then we can do up to 50% of that cost too.
Okay.
So it's really not super invasive. We don't need a ton of information. Just a little bit to help us know who in the community needs the most assistance. And they just bring it in, it comes to me, I look it over, and then we get it taken care of for them.
Okay.
So very, you know, it doesn't require a lot, and these funds go directly to help maintain the park and maintain the pool.
Okay.
Our two biggest assets.
Other than that, for me, I think a lot of my report is pretty self-explanatory.
Yep.
If you have any questions on anything, happy to answer them, give you more details.
And Ellie, Monday through Thursday, we've opened up this room for seniors.
And what do they do?
Play cards.
Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I saw the yoga. Was it yoga that was open?
Zumba
was open today.
Zumba,
yeah, I came by early today.
Today.
Yeah, it's just lots of activity. Yeah.
I think the seniors are usually here by 10.
Yeah, from 10 to 4, this room is open for anybody who wants to drop in.
Yeah, they're usually gone by 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Now, this room would be for the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Are they
during that time, yep.
Is there a lunch program or anything like that associated with it?
The county has not restarted their congregate meal dining yet.
Okay.
So they're still doing a pickup.
Because they have historically, haven't they?
They have historically done it, and they've expressed an interest in doing something for 5 days a week. So I know it's on their radar. I think that this Delta variant has just paused them.
It's kind of scared everybody a little bit, yeah. Okay, thank you. Wow. Okay, then that was our rec. So I think the other one is Parks and Rec, Parks and Facilities. Mike?
Yeah, and I apologize for not having a report for you guys ready. Training last week.
Why was I training?
I think he had an excuse.
But so I'm just going to hit a couple of highlights. There's a lot going on. I won't go over everything, but we conducted our interviews last Friday for the new Parks and Facilities Supervisor, at which this Friday we're inviting back the top 3 candidates to do a second round of interviews and a tour of the facility, and hopefully get somebody in here.
And they'll be housed here, and you'll be over at the park at the lake?
That's the plan, yep.
Okay.
Yeah. My vision for that position is going to be to oversee the community center. It's going to be kind of their first task, and then we'll just kind of branch out from there.
Well, we're sure getting really lots of activity here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Really,
I want to go out to the lake and see what it is that they're talking about.
Well, we saw the pictures. That's what they were showing.
I know that, but I'd like to see things.
If you ever want a tour, Ellie, just... You might never call me. Yeah. We'll go out there and look at it.
Okay. All right.
So we had the Thunder in the Park last Saturday, and we were fortunate enough to get 4 crew days with CAL FIRE to come through, and they completely cleaned the entire lake. Raked up all the leaves, rocks, goose poop, cut all the trees. I mean, everything. The lake looks really, really nice right now.
That's
awesome. It's been
nice.
4 solid days in a row out there. Finished with the COVID shelter, not COVID, the Caldor Fire Shelter here on the 8th of September. Tonight, Ben kind of spoke a little bit about Eastwood Park and some of the upgrades. One thing we're moving ahead with now, because there's money in the budget to do it, is we're going to get all the lights. There's an entry sign that says Eastwood Park, and the lights haven't worked since I've been here. So we're moving forward with getting those fixed sooner than later.
Is that on the park or is it on the road coming in?
It's on Meter Road coming in.
Okay, but there is an electrical setup there. It just isn't working.
Yeah, the breaker's fried. The box, I don't know what happened to it, but the lights are all broken.
Okay.
So we're going to put vandal-proof gauges on them and do it right. We are setting up a meeting with the skate park users on Friday, October 22nd for about an hour. We're basically just going to do a meet and greet with, we've had some issues at the skate park lately, so we're going to make a presence, have refreshments and stuff for the users, meet with parents and the kids and just talk about, you know, what's going on type stuff.
Has it calmed down at all?
This last week was fine, yeah, but the week before that was not. We ended up closing it for 3 days.
Did you have vandalism?
Yeah, all the graffiti was coming back and writing on, stealing fence boards from the church. And
oh boy.
Drawing all over the concrete, throwing trash in the bowl, all that fun stuff.
So that works?
And
shutting it down.
Smoking
yeah.
pot.
Pot. Yeah.
Well, the only way we stopped it and reset was with those overhead lights.
Yeah. Okay.
And they went on at night and they weren't going to mess in case the police drove by or whatever.
Okay.
The last time we met with the resident, all the skate park user group, I think we were good for like a year and a half.
Oh, so it made a difference
really
then.
Good.
And maybe you got the parents involved too.
We did.
Yeah. Okay.
The goal is to meet with them on a 6-month basis, but COVID hit and we weren't able to do that.
Sure.
So now we're trying to pick that back up again.
Oh, that'd be good.
So and you're getting ownership of the park, which is what you want. Yeah.
Well, it's positive peer pressure is what we need.
Sure.
Because we don't have the ability to put a staff person out there.
No, you don't.
And so they need to help. They need to monitor themselves, and you know, they need to have that positive peer pressure out there.
Yeah, it worked really well last time, so we're looking for the same kind of result.
So, okay, anything else, Mike?
Just a couple more things. Yeah, working with Kim on finalizing MOUs, checklists, and maintenance agreements for all of our user groups. So when we go into next year, we'll have all the documents and everything that we need and all the expectations to be lined out. Anything else big on here? Oh, September 11th, I don't know if anyone drove by Paul J. Rand Park, but we, his staff, we worked with Recreation, and we hung up a 20-year banner for 9/11. And then we hung 20 American flags down the fence line.
Oh, wow.
It was something we probably would have promoted
I did see
more.
That. I was wondering who had done that. Yeah.
But it was like a last-second idea by one of the park staff, and we're like, let's do it.
I was just curious who had done that. I did see that. No, that, nice.
So we had a lot of people on social media, because we posted pictures of it. We had a lot of people like engaging with that post, saying thank you, they love the idea, they like the respect for it, and the fact that we did it at all when there isn't a.
And it's a very visible place too. Yeah, really
so
great.
The 25-year mark, we'll probably look to do something again, I would assume. We'll give more notice. Like I said, it was a last-second idea. We got the banner the day before, I think.
But I think it shows the value of that. And there may be other occasions maybe you do something,
It's a perfect spot. It's got a banner board, and it's got, it was really easy to do. So.
Well, more power to whoever thought of that.
Yeah, it was Marty.
Marty, well.
Marty, yep. It was on his plan, and he set the whole thing up on Friday pretty much. Other than that, there's a lot of maintenance stuff that's going on. I won't bore you guys. I know we're late on time, so that's about all of the kind of the big ticket items.
Is there a fee for the Unicorn 5K or whatever?
I believe there is. I believe it's $20 for adults, $10 for children, 3 and under is free. They have a website that people can register through. So if anybody needs that, I can email that out.
Okay.
One thing I wanted to add, I'm sorry guys, Kristen McCulloff is back open and soccer's out there every night.
I've been seeing that, that's great. Yeah.
So far the field's holding up great, so we're a little worried because it's not 100% mature yet, but it's...
But there was full of kids.
Full of kids, and they're happy with it. Staff are out there mowing, it looks great. So.
I'm glad that all came together.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anything from that you want to share? To or from the board?
No, because I haven't seen to or from the board yet.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to compliment the car show. I was over there on Saturday, and I was just blown away by the number of people there. And been laughing. I've got some older vehicles. I may have entered myself next year, but it was really fun just going around talking to people and seeing that. Yeah. And then I asked to see the software that you were using, and I was impressed with that. It was just simplicity, but it really captured, what we've got, people coming and going. But the park, it was just neat to see all those people, maybe because we're coming out of all those isolation things, but people were having a really good time. That was really impressive, So thank you for that, for the both of you for doing that. That was neat to see. We're Slowly coming back, aren't we? Yeah.
Mike and Greg were out there for the Parks Department.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think this matter is time for our adjournment. Are you ready to make a motion?
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting, and it is
8
o'clock.
8 o'clock? I second that motion. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for a late meeting.
Thanks for coming,
Rob. So I'd like to go out with you. Yeah, just give me a call and we'll plan it out there. Go take a look around.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see it. Thank you so much.
I'd like to see that too. Now this is this isn't the recreation park.
No. I mean,
no, that was the letter that you responded to, wasn't it? The Rasmussen Park.
Yeah. It's a
adjacent to Rasmussen Park. And there are some informal trails where the public walks out there.
I didn't expect it. That's more
of a... And I don't know what, if anything, we have any control over any of those, do we?
So we'll have this conversation next month. He's going to come forward with a presentation.
Okay.
But the property is for sale.
Yeah.
It's zoned residential. But whenever a residential development goes in, they have to set aside parkland. Well, they can set aside... trails, space for trails.
Okay.
But, so there is an opportunity for the
to get something like that. Okay. Yeah.
Well, could that you know this
Yeah. I guess I thought she would be here. Yeah. Barbara called me about 20 minutes before the meeting and wanted to come, and then I told her the funding mechanism for the splash pad. And I think that calmed her way down.
Oh, so she didn't know it was
I don't think she knew it was going to be pulled out of the general. I thought she was thinking it was general fund money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We wouldn't.
So, yeah.
You know, that's easily gets lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and it was, you know, I think that we're close. I mean, the board could use some general fund to fill in the gap.
I think we can get there.
Yeah, I think that we can get there. And I think that also investing in this infrastructure helps with the district's net position. So.
It moves it forward, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what the Elks gave me.
So Kim, your lifeguards are out there. I mean, I don't know if they like to drink coffee, but one of these days I'm going to take something by there. I mean, I thanked them today for just being there. You know, it was really dark this morning. Yeah, and they're just high school kids. That's the only time they have. Is that
you want my phone number again?
Is that the reason really why?
So currently,
you want to talk about it?
Well. My high schoolers are actually too young to be able to
contact somebody.
It's twofold. So my high schoolers are too young to be able to lifeguard that early because of labor laws.
Okay.
But they also can't lifeguard later than that.
If you
want to
see the lagoon and all the stuff in person that we talked about today, I can
one college student and one adult from the community who's come onto my team over the summer who.
Lifeguard,
and I have one senior
who
does a few other days. He's able to move his...
Because somebody comes at 6:30. I mean, is there at 6? And then someone's there at 6:30. How are they doing that?
They're both showing up at...
There and I'll show you.
Are they getting an hour pay each?
Right now
so they are both showing up at the same
time.
So nobody lifeguards alone.
Okay. Oh, so there's two of them then, really.
So there's always two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they actually come on at 5:30.
Okay.
And they test the chemicals, make sure everything's good, make sure the pool lights are on, unlock all the bathrooms, all of that stuff, get ready, and then they just do half-hour rotations.
Okay, so that's just the way it works. So I didn't realize there were two people at the same time, which just makes good sense all the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you and Ben meet with her, I mean, that's
just too bad it was so darn early. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you can do about that, to be honest. Yeah,
there is, and I mean, we're in line, but El Dorado Hills is at the same time. Theirs
is really
actually earlier.
People who
than
do
ours.
That just get there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
I'll resign myself to that.
El Dorado Hills is 5:30 to 7. Ours is 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Folsom is the only one who has the ability to do more
during the days or
times.
Something. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so. Bigger population. Yeah.
Well, and different money and different draw.
Oh yeah, you know? So for a lot more lifeguards. Yeah.
So a lot of
college, a lot more college and all
they've
that.
They've got Folsom Lake right there.
Yeah.
So there's no commute. They can work and hop right over into class in 10 minutes or so.
Well,
so.
No, I mean, I just don't want to lose that. I'll tell you that's, yeah.
I mean, as of right now, we are good, and we're maintaining 6 days a week.
Oh, and then it's Sunday through Thursday?
It's Sunday, Sunday through Friday.
Oh, through Friday. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday through Friday.
Okay. I think I'm doing 5 days now. Okay.
I wouldn't
get you. Jill forgot her tape recorder.
No, I've got we're still cleaning it up. So thank you guys for coming tonight. Ellie, I hope you get your computer working and your phone line working. And
well, the phone line, it's AT&T. Mm-hmm. And it's affecting my computer.
Mm-hmm. Did you get your breathing machine fixed? No, not
Are
yet.
Are you checking what it was? Because it was.
I'm still working on that. It's not.
Good. No, it's not good. My dad has one, and it's not good when it doesn't work. Yeah, where did Sid go?
I don't know.
So let's go out here. Let's go out here. There he is right there. I think he's just looking. I think they're looking at lights.
Oh.
Listen how lit it is. Actually, it looks pretty good, I think.
Can I dump that in
you
there?
You can dump that in there. Oh, you got the peanut butter.
I love that.
Ah.
I love the peanut butter nuts.
I'll have to bring you my special brownie.
Uh-oh.
Okay, see you, Ellie. Which, did you talk to Sharon, by the way?
Nope.
She never called me back either.
Yeah.
So I wholeheartedly, I talked to him about it. I think she just didn't
call me back. I did talk to Jason today and let him move on from this round. Sharon emailed me thanking for the opportunity, but
yeah. I think.
Curtis replied back and said, thanks for the opportunity.
Huh.
It's painless.
Painless. Yeah, they usually
are. Jason will. I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really excited for Friday, though. So Friday.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the office? Or?
I will come in for. Oh.
An hour will be good.
here and put as important as mine.
Okay.
This person's going to have a huge recreation role.
Which I think each are unique, you know, bring different things.
They're all different, yeah.
And so it'll be good to...
Yeah, so just
want to make sure we can work with this person. One person who meets every single box perfectly. It's a little different. So that's where I need some help.
Okay.
Very smart and educated. He's just kind of different.
Goofy.
Yeah.
Just shoot me an email when you.
Yeah, I'll get it to you.
That gives me time so that.
And Christina said she could zoom in on it, but there's.
There's no reason for her to zoom in on it. No.
I mean, you can handle it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because you'll be gone too. So my plan is, if you're okay with it, to do Friday, and if Kim and I decide, hey, this is the one, then probably call on Monday and make.
I'd call Friday. No, make them. I'd call everybody on Friday. I usually don't like to let people suffer through the week.
We'll call everyone on Friday and then set up a meeting with the one we want to hire.
Yeah, and they can come in. And then the hire paperwork you send in writing. So you send electronically.
Yeah.
So, and you can do an offer letter. So so you let them know that we would like to make you an offer. You are their top candidate, and we will send it to you on Monday. And then we can work on an offer letter where you want to start them on the scale, you know, what the benefits are, you know, outline everything.
Which I want to go over that with you.
Cell phone, all that kind of stuff.
So you
and then
the
hire paperwork.
You can send them the hiring paperwork electronically, and then when you bring them in, you'll have the
offer letter and all that.
That'll explain all of those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Do we have an offer letter in the Z drive, like a template? Or
it's in the M drive, but I can send
them. If you could, yeah.
I was going to say, I have...
I've
never had anybody
other than part-time or...
Yeah,
Uber,
I have front... office full time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can shoot that to you.
There's
and you
can
just
use
change
can just...
it to fit your
yeah.
But then I don't feel like we have it. I don't know if I'm the one that's allowed to, if somebody wants to, you know, move up a step or two to make what they were making before.
Yes. Yep. So you make your offer and I don't know if you'd ask them what their expectations are.
They're on the applications, and one was 25 and the other one was like 45,000 a year. So it wasn't anything crazy high.
Crazy high, yeah. So you
can
take your offer.
24 something is the low end.
Yeah, sort of right in the middle.
26 or 27.
Yeah, or starting with a little bit low and then they get a bump in 6 months. And that's a bump. Okay. Okay, here you go. He was going to take him. Did he change his mind?